History at Hand, revision at your fingertips. This podcast looks at America and isolationism. After the First World War, many Americans felt that it was not their place or their concern to deal with the world's problems. As a result of that, Woodrow Wilson failed in his attempt to get the League of Nations endorsed by the United States of America and for the Americans to take a lead in international affairs. America continued to show this isolationist attitude in the election of Warren Harding in 1920. He was elected with the slogan, "Return to Normalcy." That was the pre-war situation in which America had looked after itself and didn't need to look after everybody else. Isolationism was the idea held by many Americans, particularly after the First World War, that the USA should turn its back on specifically European affairs. It was believed that the USA had a manifest destiny to control North and South America, but the affairs of the Old World should just be left there. Isolation was diplomatic and military, as shown by America's response to the Versailles Treaty. It was not economic, as America needed markets and investment opportunities abroad. Isolationism did not prevent the USA protecting its interests, especially on their side of the Atlantic. Isolation manifested itself economically through America's desire to protect its own industries. Tariffs are taxes placed on imported goods. The main purpose of these was to protect home industry from foreign competition by making imported goods more expensive. It had a negative effect as it resulted in other countries raising import tariffs against American goods in retaliation. This had particularly bad effects on world trade following the Wall Street crash of 1929. In September 1922, Congress approved the Fordney-McCumber tariff. This raised import duties on farm products, chemicals, textiles, chinaware, cutlery, guns, and other industrial goods. A tariff commission was set up to recommend to the president changes in these tariffs, up or down by as much as 50%. This move towards protectionism represented a distinct break from the Wilson years. The policy was, in the Republican view, at the heart of American prosperity in the 1920s. It was an indicator to the rest of the world that the USA would look after its own interests first. America's increased isolationism after the First World War was also shown in its immigration policy. The USA was a nation of immigrants. From the Pilgrim Fathers of 1620 onwards, the USA was made up of a diverse patchwork of different races and cultures. It was described as a melting pot where migrants would become Americans with American values. The older settlers, the WASPs, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, were concerned that too much immigration would adversely alter the structure and makeup of American society. Concerns were raised about whether continued migration was desirable. Between 1910 and 1920, nearly 6 million people migrated to the United States. By the 1920s, immigrants were increasingly coming from Eastern Europe. The majority were unskilled and illiterate, and consequently provided a huge pool of cheap labor. This was seen as threatening by many Americans, who felt that such cheap labor would undercut them in the labor market and force wages downwards. These immigrants became the main focus of anti-immigration laws, which were passed in the 1920s. The Quota Act of 1921 reduced immigration from Southern and Eastern Europe dramatically by establishing a quota system to regulate entry into the United States. The limit was fixed at 3% per year to the foreign-born people of the same nationality who already lived in the USA in 1910. This applied to Italians and Poles, both Catholics, and to Russian Jews. There were, however, exceptions to this. Artists, actors, singers, lecturers, nurses, and other professionals were allowed to enter irrespective of their origins. This made it clear that it was only the unskilled and illiterate Europeans that were unwelcome. Immigrants from French Canada and Latin America continued to pour into the United States. By 1930, there were 2 million Mexicans living in the USA. This act was followed in 1924 by the National Origins Act, which reduced the Eastern European quota to 2%. It also prevented immigration from Asia completely, causing great offence to the existing Chinese and Japanese populations. A further act was passed in 1929, using 1920 figures to establish national origins quotas. Immigration from Europe fell from nearly 2.5 million in the 1920s to 350,000 in the 1930s. Total immigration fell from 4 million to 500,000 during the same period. As we see, America in the 1920s was a very inward-looking country. It was also a very successful country, and many people thought that these actions taken by American government to restrict immigration, to control the economy, and to avoid international entanglements were at the heart of American prosperity during this age of success, the 1920s, the Roaring Twenties, the boom.